Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Stay woke out there. Good evening. It is Tele Tuesday. Yes, we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. And we're going to be talking about the holiday blues because, you know, the holidays are beginning and what that brings about. But, you know, unless we live fully right now, not sometime in the future, true fulfillment in life will forever elude us. Rather than putting off things till the future, we should find meaning in life, thinking and doing what is most important right now, right where we are. Setting our hearts aflame and igniting our lives. Otherwise, we cannot lead an inspired existence. And we have to leave an existence out there. Holidays are coming up. A lot of people singing this tune, but I just want to tell you just to keep moving forward. I have to play this because there's a lot of this going around without this event. But we must keep on moving. Irregardless, and when Stephanie comes on and tells us about the holiday blues, she's going to give you another way to look at it.
One, two, three. My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted.
Thank you.
Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go, but I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke, no bread, I mean like nothing.
Now that's what I'm talking about, having the blues. And along with the holiday blues that come on, we have Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of the Man's Heart. And as a featured, there were some exciting things that she done in Leimert Park, and she got some awards for it, and I cannot wait for her to share it with us. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us? We're waking up with Linda McChan.
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
Stephanie, I'm wonderful. I know you're wonderful. Thank you. You know I put that appreciation out there first thing out of my mouth. We appreciate you. We know you're busy, and you've been doing some phenomenal things. I just saw the postings, and before you get started or whenever, however you want to bring it, I want you to share that event with us because it looked like it was really, really exciting.
Oh, that was the Leimert Park First Film Festival. And a film that we, the Queen Mothers, put together was chosen. So this is the third film festival this film has been shown. And the title of the film is I Can't Breathe by Her. So
okay.
We did a video, and yes, so in honor of all of our African-American young men and women that was murdered, you know, due to the hands of the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it was an amazing video. And so we, as the Queen Mothers, you know, we decided that we are not going to take any more
of
this killing of our children.
I got you.
So once I get a link to the video, I'll make sure you see it, Miss Linda.
Yes, I'd like to share that because I remember, you know, we've always moved out on that, and you've always been sincere with that. I think we were, oh, I can't remember the year, Mothers Behind Drunk Drivers. We were down in the San Diego area, and we traveled in, and it's just a great thing. Well, I saw it. I'm waiting on to get that clip. I said, okay, there it goes again. So when I saw the title, The Queen Mothers, I knew who that was. And then the title of it, I Can't Breathe by Her. Well, congratulations again. Thank you for always being out there, making us aware, bringing to have observation and to really think about, I would call it, when people say, they use the word revenge. I don't like that word. I call it social humanism, okay? Because that's what it's really all about. Yes. Definitely.
It's
definitely.
Social justice.
Yes. Social justice with the human and the culture all across the board. And it's like that. And we've always been about that. You've always been about that within the communities. And you do it so eloquently. That's what I love about you. So today you're going to talk to us about the holiday blues. Talk to us, Stephanie.
Yes, we'll be talking about the holiday blues. We'll be getting ready to go into the holidays. And, you know, this is a season where individuals experience the holiday blues.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the holiday blues? So the holiday blues are considered to be feelings of sadness, loneliness, depression, and even anxiety that often occur in and around the holiday season. So what is it about the season? Well, the holiday seasons are often a difficult time, a time of sadness and loneliness, a time of self-evaluation and reflection about the past, and a time of anxiety about the future. You know, talking about moving forward, right? that who experienced the blues. So there are many different people who might be at risk for feeling the blues at the holiday time. Someone who has a death in the family, someone who has experienced financial setbacks at the holiday season, someone who is separated from loved ones at the holidays with work, military obligations, or other reasons. Now, someone who has experienced other losses during the year, moving, medical diagnosis, someone who has experienced a change in lifestyle or role, getting married, getting divorced, starting a job, or retiring, someone who has experienced a change in the family, like having a new baby, having children go away to college, work, or military. Now, people who tend to be depressed, stressed, anxious, can also become blue at the holiday season. Now, factors adding to the blues. Now, there are a lot of different reasons that can make the holiday season a time that leaves people feeling blue. Increased stress and anxiety, the increased financial pressure, fatigue, unrealistic expectations, inability to be with family, the memories of the past holiday celebration, the over-commercialization, change in diet, change in daily routine. Now, how can I recognize the blues? Well, the holiday blues often present with a headache, an inability to sleep or sleeping too much, change in appetite that causes either weight loss or gain, agitation and anxiety, excessive of inappropriate feelings or guilt, diminished ability to think clearly or concentrate. Now, decreased interest in activities that usually are enjoyable, such as food, sex, work, friends, hobby, and entertainment. Now, the basic ways of coping with holiday blues are, for anyone feeling the blues during the holidays, there are some very basic common sense steps that can be taken to help to cope. Now, take it 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time. Maintain a normal routine. Keep doing your normal daily activities. Get enough sleep or at least enough rest. Because you can sit down for maybe 20 minutes and just close your eyes and meditate, and you'd be surprised how rejuvenated you become. Regular exercise, even walking, helps relieve stress, tension, and improve mood. Eat a healthy, balanced diet. Limit high calories, foods, and junk food. Because when you get depressed, you start craving all of the junk food, like the fried chicken, potatoes, french fries, potato chips, sodas, candy, all that you crave when you become depressed. Now, avoiding using alcohol, medication, or other drugs to mask the pain. You know, I have a lot of clients that they use marijuana to mask their pain with their anxiety. Now, do those activities or be with the people that comfort, sustain, nourish, and recharge you. I mean, around the holidays, find someone that is uplifting, that is jolly during this time, that will encourage you to do something different. And not to sit there, not to allow you to sit there and just, you know, be depressed or feeling sorry for yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, remember coping strategies used to survive past challenges. Draw on your strength. And again, now, how can I feel less blues during the holidays? you have any questions, Miss Linda?
No, I'm over here writing. You know, I got this pen over here listening with all my ears, okay? Not at this time.
Oh, okay. So how can I feel less blues during the holidays? So now there are seven other things that can help in making it easier to manage the blues. All right, you writing down, Miss Linda?
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Yes.
Okay. So now determine your priorities and establish realistic goals for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have money, don't go out and borrow money to create another bill for yourself.
Right.
I think the best holiday gift that you can make is a homemade gift. You can create a beautiful card. You know, bake a cake. If you knit or crochet, you know, make a scarf, some gloves, a hat. You know, and for the men out there, you know, there's several things that you can do as well. You know, as a gift, if you cut hair, hey, offer, you know, to, if you have siblings or nephews, you know, even females mm-hmm. get their hair lined up. So, mm-hmm. you know, that can be a gift that you can give to someone. You know, go wash their car, mow their lawn. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are other acts of services that you can do to show your love to an individual during the holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, delegate some responsibilities to others. Don't do everything yourself. You know, take time for yourself. You know, women, especially women, during the holiday season, you get out there and out there beating the streets night after night trying to find these toys or whatever gadget that your loved ones are asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember, you know, I with my children, I started, and I started right after Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting ready for the holiday season, because when things go on sale, you know, that's the opportunity to do your shopping.
Yes, it is.
You know, when they have, yes, you know, so, and when, I think in December, January, we're going to have the white sales, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to get your linen, your towels, and all of that stuff. And then also the winter stuff that goes on sale, because now you're going into the spring season. So all everything for the winter is on sale.
Maybe.
So you can buy those things and have those things saved up for the upcoming season. So you're already ahead. So normally around this time, I'm done with shopping.
Oh, yeah.
For the holidays.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah,
because you know,
the month that I am done.
I get it done. I'm complete, I'm still out there running around because I celebrate the whole month of August. But then again, I'm like you, September, October, you know, because my problem is everything I see, I like, I always say it's for my birthday and they never get it. Or if I see things, Stephanie, and they better have two of them, because if it's something I like, somebody not getting that. Oh, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. But I cannot say I buy in lots because of my family structure. You know, I got the big people, the old people, the married people, and the babies. And so I break it down into divisions, and that's how I work it.
Uh-huh.
And so all the babies get the same thing. The single people, they get the same thing. The married people with the houses, the family, they get the same thing. So really only one person have to open up. And I wasn't there last year, but I had to ship everything in. So they already knew what they had, because whoever opened it up told the rest of them, so Merry Christmas, okay? But no, you're right, it's best. I love the winter. I like when the winter sales go on, because you get, you know, tams and berets and scarves and that. You can get it a great deal. So, yeah, that's actually the best way, because if you go after October, you can forget it, because the prices have tripled. And while we're on this subject, what are the merchants doing? Because they still have not all gotten their supplies in their stores from the port. They're sitting out there on those ships. So that's another thing. Okay. You know, you call months ahead and say, remember that I got from you? Do you have it? Did it come in? It hasn't come in yet, you know, but so you can imagine what they're going through. So those prices will be kind of two times and three times up because they too have to live. So I just, you know, we just do what we do. The blues is what it is.
Right. And it's a good thing that you mentioned that, Linda, because, you know, the parts are, you know, it's sitting there with a whole bunch of merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
That Christmas, and people might get their items, you know, maybe not no time to March, April, you know, May.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, last year, some people never got their items at all.
Right, right. So once they come stock is in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked at it. And I'm sorry, Stephanie, what were you saying?
No, I was going to finish what I was saying.
No, go on. That's why I said I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, and the next thing to do is take time for yourself, minimize the financial stressors by setting a budget and sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for myself, I have a holiday account. So every year, at the beginning of January, I have money taken out of my account, out of my paycheck, and put it in a special holiday account.
Mm-hmm.
So when November gets here, all that money goes into my saving account that I save up for the year to do my Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to save money, in which I don't have to spend much of that this year because I'm already done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's just money that I'd be saving in my saving account.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, enjoy free holiday activities. You know, that's a lot of free stuff that goes on during the holidays.
That's right.
You know, think about giving a free gift from your heart, your time, or your presence. That's free. Be around supportive people. Volunteer and help someone else. I think that's one of the best ways to get out of your blues. When you started feeling down, go find somebody else and bring them a smile.
Light that candle.
You'll be amazed. Yes. You know, I think that's one of the most important things that you can do is when you're depressed. Is go out, you know, help someone else.
Right.
And that would help lighten your load when you do that.
Or do something that's surprising to an individual that has been assisting and supporting up until the time. There's nothing wrong with giving an early Merry Christmas because you don't know when you see an opportunity to, and you give it to that person and say, hey, this is your early Merry Christmas. I went through something like that, and I swear 3 days after I did it, that person did a flip. But I know what that is, not a flip, because we don't give to get, but I'm pretty sure she shared it with others, and people get jealous and envious, you know, and that negativity popped up. But you have to recognize it for what it is and keep on smiling and keep on moving. But it's not anything wrong. You can give a happy and New Year's in the middle of the year if it's something, you know, you want to do, because that's the time that everybody's also traveling. That's another, I just want to mention that, with the crazy traveling, you're going to get the blues traveling, you know. Nothing is the same. It's all different. But at holiday time, those travelers are out there, you know, trying to get to their families, and that can be very depressing. And produce a lot of stress and anxiety. So, you know, steer them into that, you know, before they take off, after they pack those bags, do they meditate? Do they write in the sand or something? Because that's stressful within itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the next one is create a new holiday tradition with yourself and your family.
Okay.
You know, find a new place or a new way to celebrate. You know, with COVID, you know, happened last year and it's still going on today.
Mm-hmm.
We're not losing as many.
No.
But some people had lost their whole family last year.
Yes.
So what would Christmas look like for them?
Yes. Yes.
You know, so we have to sometimes take ourselves out of ourselves and just think about the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
That there are thousands of other people that had lost their whole entire family on last year.
Yes.
And Christmas gonna and the holidays are going to be totally different from each and every one of them.
You're right.
You know, and then we still have some dying today.
Yes.
You know, and what the holiday season going to look like for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to put a charge out there, you know, for those who have a loved one or know someone that has lost someone, you know,
mm-hmm.
either due to COVID or whatever, and they know mm-hmm. that family is hurting and grieving at this time, be that light for that family.
Yes.
Take a wellness basket to them.
Yes. Yes, I like that.
You know,
I like that wellness basket. I love that. Yes,
yeah, and you'd
like
be amazed. You'd be amazed how uplifting it would be to that family to know that someone else cares during that time.
Oh, that's a great idea. I like the wellness basket because you can put a lot of goodies in there, and it says if there was two, three, four family members, you can put something in there for each person, and I like that,
mm-hmm.
Stephanie. Thank you. You just gave me a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because,
yes.
You know, like I said, they've lost a lot of people. And they're hurting, and even though they might not have been in the same household, that's still a family member. So you're right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, handling the holiday blues, how are we going to handle that? So one of the best ways of handling the holiday blues is to remember to get your rest.
Okay.
So, and rest is broken down into, you know, the R, the E, the S, and the T. So the R is for reasonable expectations and goals. I want you to be realistic about what you can and cannot do. Get plenty of rest and relaxation. All right? And then the E, exercise. Even walking daily, eat and drink in moderation. Enjoy free activities. The F, simplify to relieve stress. Set a budget for social obligations and gifts. Simple gifts can still bring happiness. Give your time to others. Volunteer, donate to charity. Call or visit a friend or someone who is homebound.
Mm-hmm.
And the T, take time for you to relax and remember. Spend the time with caring, supportive people. Keep in mind that traditions can be changed.
Yes, they can.
Now, when to be concerned? Constantly sadness or in an empathy mood, sleeping too much or too little, insomnia.
Mm.
All right? Those are things that you want to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
All right? A change in appetite with lost weight or weight gain, loss of interest or pleasure in activities, including sex, irritability or restlessness, difficulty of concentrating, remembering, or making decisions, fatigue or loss of energy. feeling inappropriate guilt, hopelessness, or worthlessness, thought of death or suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone with suicidal thoughts or ideation needs to seek immediately care with a physician, mental health provider, crisis line, or the nearest hospital emergency department.
Right.
Now, that's very important. All right, so what kind of time we have, Ms. Linda?
We got some time here. We got maybe 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, perfect. So I want to talk about some secrets to beating the holiday blues.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so here we go again. Heading towards the end of the year at the supermarket, where we do our grocery shopping, the Halloween candy shows up on the display just after Labor Day.
Yes, it does.
And the Christmas decorations are on sale before Columbus Day.
Yes.
Now, at this rate, it won't be long before Valentine candy will be on sale around Thanksgiving. And the Easter Bunny will arrive on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's just me. I mean, is it just me, or you feeling rushed into a celebrational mood, too? Because if you notice, when you go to the stores, you see Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all in one.
Yes, you do.
You know, they don't allow to be in that one holiday season.
Mm-mm.
And then go to the next. All right. Now, October, November, and December are the most difficult, emotionally loaded quarter of the year. More than any other time, this particular string of holidays and seasonal changes bring a boatload of mixed emotions, such as sentimentally melodrama, bittersweet, celebration, pornography, sadness, loss, and homesickness. And there is the added pressure of decisions such as what present to buy, for whom, how much can you afford to spend, and who to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no wonder we call these 3 months emotionally loaded. Now, every holiday can bring an emotional high or low, but what we must cope with when the holidays bunch up as they do at the end of the year provokes the worst extremes for most people. Now, the holiday blues have several causes. Inadvertently, the wrapping will come off family feelings. Family holidays always ignite about experiences in our family or origin, and just as reliable, they stir up all manners of leftover family business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bruises feelings and strange relationship bonds. Now, according to a report in Psychology Today magazine, you know, family ties may be tightest at these times,
mm-hmm.
but so are family tensions. Now, the holidays activate everyone longing for visibility, for recognition, for admiration, for love at the same time. Now, they stir up old feelings of not being nurtured or being humiliated in the eyes of others, especially brothers and sisters, of not being appreciated. The piling up of emotional vulnerability provides a critical mass of reaction, which I call family drama.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that's family drama. All right. So not feeling what we are supposed to feel, happy and joyous, feeling forced to get in the holiday spirit when we don't want to be. But why do we have to feel anything in particular anyway? Great expectations, ours or others, and equally great disappointment. Gift-giving anxiety, because if you don't have money, then you have that anxiety what people may think of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Being reminded of our current economic or social situation, such as being unemployed, widowed, or separated from loved ones. Now, guilt over doing while others lack basic needs. I'm going to say this again. Guilt over doing while others lack basic needs. Now, old grudges and family feuds resurface. You know, when you get back together with the family, for those who have not been through their healing and transformation,
mm-hmm.
they're still stuck. So they're going to continue to bring up their stuff during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
You yes, have that does. One person in the family that who have not worked on their stuff to bring their stuff to the party.
Yes.
And then they throw their stuff all over into the party and want everybody to feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he or she has not did the work to cultivate their pain, their trauma, their drama.
Mm-hmm. And then when it's created, then they can't handle it. They can't, that individual that is creating that, and when they get jacked, I won't say, when they get convicted, they can't handle it. And it's real strange. It's real strange. I've experienced that with individuals. It's real strange, but it depends on how much drama it is, how I go in, because, you know, we're not therapists and we're not perfect, and we also are human with feelings. So that can go a good way or it can go a bad way. It just depends.
Right.
But you're right. It doesn't take but that. That's why they say the one bad, the bad egg, okay? That bad egg.
Mm-hmm.
And they're miserable. You're enjoying yourself or you're sharing what you're enjoying, and here come the stuff. But so you look at it, and then you look at it, look past it if you can, or clear it up and get away from it, because that person has to take on that responsibility of getting that together. They can't put their stress on you. You're already carrying your own, right?
Right.
Yeah, because they, like you say, misery, you stress out on your own. I got too much over here, and I don't have room for yours, okay? So let me show you how to get rid of it, and then we'll talk at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
They're stressing me out. No. Mm-hmm. But you do, and if you have a heart and you care about individuals, you often think about them. That don't mean that you're going to go jump on that ass of their stress, right? There's methods where you can help people and you don't have to be with them, you know, because we're all energy and we're all out there and we have methods and protocol where we can just pray for their happiness and keep on rolling, okay? you pray for the happiness and you keep on rolling, and hopefully they'll get there, okay? But they're not taking yours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. Right. Like people say, you'll hear people say, you can't have my joy today. Okay, no, you will not take my joy. So I don't, I'm right. Joyful 24/7. So I just say, you can't have my happiness. Shoot, I'm working hard to get here. I can show you how to get there. If you choose, I can show you. I can direct you. But you got to get it on your own. And you sure can't take none of mine. Why you try to get there? But you're right. And it's in the families. You're right, Stephanie. I just had to put that out there. This is so great. Yes, keep on. You know, I get on the roll here.
Okay. Now, feeling that time has passed you by and you have not accomplished what you wanted to do with your life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes this can happen because there's so much other stuff that gets in the way that you spend time trying to make someone else happy.
Yes.
That does not deserve your time.
Pleasing.
That is calling you back and keeping you from moving forward.
Yes, yes.
You don't want to be in no relationship with anyone. I don't care who they are. They're going to hold you back from your mission, your dreams, and your goals.
Yes.
If they're not going with you in the same direction, then you need to say, hey, I love you, but I love me more.
That's true. Yeah, you want to ride on this airplane, you got to buy this airplane ticket. If you don't get on this plane, you're going to be standing up there smelling my jet fuel because I'm gone. Leave. You know, we have to make, but you're absolutely correct. And yeah, because that's a holdback, or even not trying to change it, even though of the those that, okay, how can I put this? Everybody's doing what they do to do what they do, and we all being innovative, creative, and all of that. But when there's individuals out there that they're over here, they're over there, they're over here, every time they're doing this, and you never hear from them until they're trying to pick your brain. What is that about when we talk about feeling? What do you call it?
I said, or when they want something.
Yes. Never call and say, how are you? Just checking on you. Yeah. Check in. You know, but it's only if it's something that they need. Now, you need something, you'll have to track them down for 900 years, okay, to do when they're in their blues. I've had different situations, but I'm getting pretty good with it. You know, it used to aggravate. Mm-hmm. Don't aggravate me no more, because then once you put that paint on that canvas, you paint that picture, you all right. But in the big, and especially, like you say, you care. I tell individuals, and I will say this, I have a few sayings, a few affirmations. People do not have any use for you when they find out they cannot use you. That's number one.
And that's,
number two.
That's it.
Number two is you know who cares for you. You already know because you are a caring person. See, a person that cares recognizes care, no matter how you bring it. You can pretend all day long. You can act all day long. But a caring person knows true care. So that those are my two things that I go, and I know who cares because I care. And when you care, you do things, and you don't do certain things. But my favorite one is people don't have any use for you if they know when they find out they can't use you. They don't have no use for you. And I just smile and keep going. You ain't going to use me, and I'm going to check on you. I don't care. I have people that go through things. I say, you don't have to call back. Just call and say, look, I don't feel like talking, but I'm okay. Or look, you just let someone hear from you, you know, especially around this time of year. This is so great because it's going to be a lot of that. So we got to reach out our arms like octopus and move them.
Right.
On. Yeah, well, you have to become that octopus in many, many ways. And you also have to have long arms long enough to hug yourself, too, you know, because you are in that energy. You might deal with it differently, but, hell, we're human. So I'm ready to sharpen up my octopus hands and, you know, check on who I check on and continue to care. And that's why we come on and you come on, because we're sharing and we're caring. So I had put that in there. I'm looking, you know, I'll get going and we'll have to get another hour here. So I'm going to be quiet and let you put us on in. We've got about 12 minutes to go.
Oh, okay. All righty. So watch for delayed reaction. Now, it is a common misconception that a mental health counseling business will increase dramatically during the last few months of the year. In fact, when faced with the pressure of the holiday, most of us are likely to promise ourselves not to let them get us down. You may tell yourself, I cannot let myself fall apart right now.
Okay.
I have to hold it together. I am going to get through the holidays for the sake of family and friends.
Yes.
Now, most people do get through, only to crash in January, February, and March. You know they say they fake it till they make it?
Yes.
Right? So they just hold it on, you know, and putting that mask on that we talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put that mask on so they can be able to deal with those family and friends. Now, those pent-up feelings worsen after the new year when the dismissed gray and the cold of winter drags on and on. Now, even suicide rates may go up if spring is very late.
Yes, you're right. Stephanie, that's something to look at. You never think of it that way, but you're right. It hits you at a different time. Wow, that's a good one. Delayed reactions. That is
right.
Awesome. Let me ask you, I'm not cutting you off, but I'm just looking at the numbers moving. We got the holiday blues and we are in the holidays. Are we going to keep sagging out through the holidays or next week? Ooh, how are we going with this? Because I'd like to put questions out there. We want to leave. People need to open and call and talk. Not talk, but just put a question out there so that you can answer them, you know, because that's what your feel is. You know how to deal with that mind.
Yes.
So that's what I'd like to know before we close out. Which way are we going on next week?
Okay, next week we'll finish this out, talking about the holiday blues, and then we go into, you know, then November we started talking about, you know, Thanksgiving, you know.
Okay.
What are some of the things that we're thankful for? You know.
Okay, I love that. And we are here to be thankful for a lot. And as I said when I came in about digging with the future, because we have gone through this, we never know what it brings, so we have to do what we do right here, right now, this minute. Okay? We can't say, oh, I'll do that 2 months down the line, because you don't know what 2 months down the line going to be. So if you have an opportunity to do it now, get it done. Get it done.
Yes.
Yes, get it done. And the blues, I like this, because we all deal with the blues in a different way. It killed me last year.
Right.
I had to stay in California. I wasn't in there in Texas eating that barbecue. Ooh. But you know what? I found a way to get through it. But I said, I'm going to make a video. I never did a video in my life. It took me 4 hours to do that video, and I was laughing at myself, Stephanie. But I got it done. I got it done. I said 4 hours, because you know there with them Texans, if you got 12 families, you better send each family one personalized to that family, okay, or don't show up down there. So I had to do that, and so each one was different, but I was Santa Claus, I had on my little Santa Claus hat, and trying to hook it up, and what I told them, I said, Merry Christmas. Everybody got the same introduction. I say, you know, Rudolph refused to drive that sled down there because he said he does not want that man covering up his bright, shiny nose. Okay, I had to go in that way, and for me, they were calling back saying, Auntie, you never had any sense, but at least that was the best I could do, but it took me 4 hours to do it. But that's how I got through it, you know, because it was very, very difficult. You know, when you're used to doing a certain thing, now hopefully this year they're going to come this way. So we'll see. We're going to see. It's not we always finalize it like at the end of October. You know, I might, there's so many. You got coming in from the north, south, east, and west. You got the Californians, you got the Las Vegas, and you got the Texans, and they can't all be in the same house together at the same time, so we have to rotate. Everybody has a different attitude. And on that note, I'm going to be up and let you close us out, Stephanie, and tell you to enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. So what do you have to tell us before we cut out of here?
Yeah, I wanted to say, listeners, you know, really be in tune with yourself during this holiday season. You know, don't be hard on yourself. Don't be going out, you know, making debt for yourself. And this is the opportunity to really, you know, do some self-reflection on what you really want big for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you going to finish your year out?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
Are you going to allow others' emotions and feelings, you know, change you for what you need to do for self?
That's true. You can. You can. You have to keep on moving out there. I always decorate. I'm trying to figure out what kind of decorations I'm going to do, you know, in a common area, because if you put something too nice out there, you might look up and it's walking a 7-Eleven. So I'm always cautious and thinking of, you know, the kind of look you'd like to look. You really do, and it's so sad that it's like that, because if you're living, you know, where there's common areas shared, you never know who walk out the door with it. So that's always a project for me. So to keep me, and if there's a lot of youth, always include the youth. But all the babies is growing up. I tell them, y'all better make some more babies. Okay, I need my babies. The babies is growing up telling you that they getting ready to go have a boyfriend and have a baby. And I'm saying, no, we need some more babies here. But you're right. It's like listen and be in tune. And year, what do you call that? Taking us out, it's called a year end. What are you going to take? How are you going to take your year end out? To clear it, to
right.
Bring in the new. So you do that year end inventory. So if you're going to read a book a day, until January, till the year ends, do that. That whatever your year-end celebration is, carry it through and be consistent with it. Well, Stephanie, you know, we love you here. When is the next? I want that video. I saw it. I said, it didn't give me enough. I saw a little sigh. I said, that didn't give me enough. And were the drummers the Queen Mothers? Who were the drummers?
Yeah, the drummers is part of Shama Watsi.
Okay.
And actually, they play for the Queen Mothers.
Okay. Yeah, I was enjoying that, and I say, well, I saw a T-shirt. I saw you guys, you know, traveling in and stuff, and looked at the T-shirts. But I didn't know. I knew that there was you won an award for the video, but I didn't see the video. I didn't know if the drummers were the video or what. So now that you've explained
it. Yeah, it was a film festival. Actually, we was at a screening of the film festival in the month part.
Okay, the film fest. Great.
So what you saw us in the limo getting
yes.
ready to get on the red carpet.
Yes, I saw everybody gathering and traveling. Did I see the red carpet? I don't know. I didn't see a portrait of that. But I have to talk to you, okay? Regarding
sure.
the red carpets, you know, that's what we do. You know, I like to roll them from here to San Diego. That's my hobby with my babies. You know, I like to set them red carpets up. So perhaps keep it out in mind. We haven't been doing anything, but I don't like to do step and repeats. I like to roll them. I like 50 feet or more. I don't think anybody should step on nothing to turn around and do a step. If you're on a red carpet, you need to strut it. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And does the video have the red carpet set up from the beginning to the end, or is it just the actual film?
No, ours is actually film.
Okay.
Now, someone recently videotaped us while we was coming out of the limo.
Okay. Okay.
And some of it is on Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that's not part of the film.
Okay. But we'll talk. And after we go in, listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes. Stephanie Haynes is the author of The Healing of the Wound, The Healing of the Man's Heart. She works within, your specialty is trauma, right? What is it, I know you specialize. Is it through trauma or what is it actually?
Yes, that's what I trauma.
Okay, yeah, I know you're a trauma specialist. So, and we know we have a lot of that going on, and I'm going to say that we told it to you. This is Tell It. Oh, Tuesday. And we love it when, Stephanie, you come on because you always have something to give us to think about it, to educate us on, and to move forward to the next step. And no matter what you bring, no matter what it is, what topic, it's always very encouraging and very uplifting. You have a way of delivering it, bringing smiles to persons and happiness to their lives. And we appreciate you for that. We definitely appreciate you for that. So on that note, we're going to close out. And I just want to, I don't want to sound too sad, but you know, when people are going through things, they have to make up their mind what they want to do. And the song I'm going to take us out on is one of my favorite songs. Stephanie, we love you. Have a great evening.
Love you too, Miss Linda. Take care. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
All righty. Thank you for being here. Stephanie Haynes.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.